Mari Dupar, Global Knowledge Management Coordinator for CDKN. Mari, you've been in Durban over the last couple of weeks. The headlines this week have been full of a last-minute deal salvaged to protect climate change mitigation talks into the future. It's all been a very positive spin. Would you share that view?
I think I would be very pleased that the multilateral process has been salvaged. It didn't fall apart completely in Durban. It's good that all of the large emitting countries are committed to pursuing a legal framework for climate mitigation to be implemented by 2020. But let's be honest, the politics are not keeping up with the science. The scientists are telling us that global emissions have to peak and irreversibly decline by 2017 at the very latest in order to avert dangerous climate change. Now, from a CDKN perspective, we'd be looking to advance even further the activity that's happening at national level in developing countries. That's where we are putting our efforts, and that's where we see a lot of vision and a lot of foresight from developing country leaders. Take the example of Rwanda, where we've just been working with the government to come up with a green growth strategy. Now, that's for a least developed country. It's absolutely astonishing and should put some of the developed countries to shame. That's a least developed country is going ahead and grasping the opportunity for low carbon development, for leapfrogging obsolete technologies into a cleaner, greener future. And I think that's where the action is going to be in the next decade, you know, until a new global treaty is really up and running.
Okay, you gave an example of country level delivery in Rwanda. We were talking to Neil Bird earlier on, and he said that he felt the most exciting initiatives are taking place at country level. Is that a view that you'd share?
I think that we would share that view. The most exciting initiatives are taking place at country level, and they're often taking place as well between what you might call coalitions of the willing. So you have progressive donor governments such as, well, the United Kingdom and Denmark would probably be in this camp, working together with developing country governments such as Rwanda and Kenya to really forge these low carbon growth pathways in the absence of sufficient action in other parts of the globe. But that's not to say that there isn't important activity happening at subnational level as well. In certain Indian states, for example, CDKN is working to build very energy efficient and climate resilient housing. We're also doing that at provincial level in Pakistan. So there's a lot happening at subnational level as well.
Thanks, Mari.